This is Dr. Cliff on the 4th of July, Independence Day. May hear some firecrackers in the background from time to time. And this message is about independence, but not so much the country's independence, but more the building blocks of the individual's independence. And that not only requires a political situation that is ideal or idyllic, but it also requires a psychological condition of feeling independent, acting independent, being independent, or interdependent in the proper way. So what's the possibilities of things getting in the way of that? I'll talk about two things in this message. One would be passivity, and the other one is relating to the outside world. Which one would you like first? Well, since you're not answering, I'll start with passivity. Back in college, a book that really appealed to me that I didn't really know much about, the concept as a freshman, sophomore, or even beyond that, was a book called Passivity Activity by someone named Freed. It's still there on Amazon, but it's unavailable. And the concept kind of vaguely appealed to me. I say vaguely since I was somewhat passive in my thinking back then, and maybe we all are early in life, unless we've really been encouraged to tune into our soul, tune into our still soft voice, tune into who we are at our core. That doesn't happen so often if the parents themselves don't know what that's like. So frequently, a person comes out of the home initially feeling pretty, or being pretty passive without knowing it, or feeling something's wrong here because my parents, my mama, my papa, they have it all together. They know how to be very active, and they seem to, run things quite well, well thought of, and so on. How could they be passive? So why am I? Without even knowing that one is passive, really, it takes a lot of activity to look at one's passivity. So the young child, of course, gets trained in that through generations of training, and then blames themselves because their parents couldn't possibly be that way. But as you get much, much older, you realize, I have some of that, and I got to get kind of get off the shackles, get those shackles away, the shackles of passivity, and become more active. And then when you do that, how many people are going to support that? Because most people don't understand that that is the way to go. And sometimes least of all, one's parents, if they are actually in a fairly passive mode themselves, and generations back, that was the way to be. Just follow along, follow the authority, follow the outside, what others are telling you, and you learn from outside in rather than from inside out. So those two areas I mentioned at the beginning, passivity and then dealing with the outside world, they do go together, do play a part together. As long as one's passive, you can't really see how that outside world is affecting you. And I talk elsewhere about the politics of the left and the right and the TV stations and the hypnosis. The negative hypnosis, because it's not an agreed-upon hypnotherapy. It's something that happens to you without even knowing that it's happening to you. Last couple days, something has come up about Facebook doing some research on how you're affected by the news, by the outside news. I kind of like the research, but I'm not sure about the process of doing the research. So I think we have a lot to learn about how these outside influences affect us and how to more affect them rather than that affecting each of us. So we want to tune back into that core. And the more we do that, that's one way to cure the passivity. One way is to understand it. Let's say in a typical therapeutic fashion, you look at the influences, you look at the processes in your own family. You can even play out with the voices in the head that we work with in Gestalt work. and transactional analysis. Any of you all do that, know about that, or as therapists are still familiar with that? We could really track down those messages, the passivity, or messages to be passive. Children should be seen and not heard. There's a big one, big one. I think that's really emotional abuse at its negative core, and one that has been so accepted inappropriately or unwisely. I like that word better than inappropriately, actually. Yeah, unwisely accepting the idea that anybody should be seen and not heard. You're really stepping on their rights and privileges. And if they also will see that the other person can be seen and heard, it balances out. It's not like one is seen and heard and nobody else is, and then it becomes highly narcissistic. Instead, it's a matter of each person is seen and heard, not just superficially, but at the soul level. When that happens, whether with one person or two or a few or many, 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 that's the beginning of true independence and therefore the building block of good democracies, the building block of good problem identification, the building block of wonderful problem solving. It's the opposite of being stuck. So welcome to the 4th of July.